This is the Murder on My Mind podcast. I'm your host, DJ MTK. I have on the line with me, actually, this is going to be our Juneteenth special, Mitchie Slick. What's up, homeboy?
Hey, what's happening with MTK? What's the business?
Hey, man, how are you doing, bro?
Man, you know, we out here surviving through the triggery times, man, but, you know, it's all good.
I wanted you to jump on, you know, on today's podcast. As I mentioned before, we started off the podcast talking about rappers in the game that have been murdered due to gang culture, and I think it's evolved into what's going on right now in the United States. And we talked about it before, you know, with George Floyd passing away from police brutality and our own stories. And, you know, and I think today is an important day that we don't speak enough about. So I wanted you to kind of jump on here on the podcast and tell us, you know, Juneteenth, what does it really mean?
Juneteenth, homie, marks the day, bro, when the slaves was actually free, homie. So basically 19 was the 63. It happened like 2 years later in 1965 because the Civil War took a couple years. You know what I mean?
Isn't that crazy just to say that, though? Just to say it out loud, isn't that crazy?
I mean, well, it's really crazy knowing that even though it had passed in 63,
right,
that in Texas, you know, in Texas, that's where my whole family's from. You know, my mother's side, my father's side is all from Texas.
Right.
I went to high school. I went to college in Texas.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I was fucking up. And,
out here? Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. And mom sent me off to Texas to live with my aunt, bro. Well, actually, her cousin, when I was a junior in high school, homie. And so I really got a bar of that Texas lifestyle.
That down south.
Yeah, and got to see, you know, how the West Coast had affected Texas. Like. So anyway, check it out. Ironic. You know, I got to tell my stories, man. So ironically, So me and one of my young rivals that we actually grew up today to be, you know, decent partners and shit, you know, friends, you know, via social media. He doing life right now, but me and him had one of our Royal Rumble battles.
He's a blood or what?
This is like early 90s.
You okay.
Know what I'm saying? Or you know, like 80s, late 80s, 90s. And
right.
From that, me fucking up, that was like the last straw to my mom, like, you gotta get out of town, bro.
Yeah.
Gangbanging shit is something else. You know what I'm saying? She said, I've taught you everything I teach you. I gave you all the lesson I could give you. And even still, you getting caught up in shit. Man, I'm sending your ass out of here.
Yeah.
Check it out. So after me and him had that fight, that following week, like the 2-3 days later, I was on a plane to Lubbock, Texas.
Okay.
And when I pull up in Lubbock, Texas, I hop off the plane. My mom, you know, cousin, basically like her sister, came to pick me up because I was going to be living with her. And on the way home, it's a park right by her house.
Right.
And as I'm coming into the house, I look at the park. It's about 30 cats in all blue, and they have an initiation at
right.
the park.
Right. I feel that.
Now, this is in Texas.
Right.
In 90, 89.
Yeah. Hey, banging was real back then.
Okay, so just for the record, they already had it going on out there. But anyways, man, it's crazy to know that even though slavery had been abolished, the last state that was holding on to that shit and wasn't trying to let it go was the state that my family is from. And with me being in touch with a little bit, when I say a little bit, I mean not as much as I want to be in touch with the history of my family.
Mm-hmm.
I've even looked back and studied and found out that my family's slave owner on my mother's side, the slave owner was a general. No, was a captain.
For the South?
Yes.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Even though he wasn't a bad guy, his name was A. F. Anson.
Wow.
And I've looked this up, homie, and he was a captain in the war. Wow. He had 8 of my family members at this time.
As slaves. Damn, man. That's crazy, dog.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's real, though. That's real.
Yeah, that's all shit.
Yeah.
I mean, Moss. AF Moss. AF Moss. The A is for Anson.
F, and, F as in Frank?
A.F. Moss, yes.
Okay.
And to know that this war is basically over.
Keeping slaves or not having slaves.
No, the slaves where my family was captive at. Shit.
Right. Damn, that's just...
And to know that and to do the homework on that, it really affect me closely, homie, and deeply, homie, the same way I know it affects Natron.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's his name? Chargers. Not Natron, mean. The Colts Charger running back, the homie.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
Not the enemy.
I know who you're talking about. I can't say it off the top of my head, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, no, you know, and I think too, you know, I'm Hispanic, I'm Mexican, and I'm thinking about this. You know what I mean? And it's like, I bro, in my heart, I understand. You feel me?
Yeah, man.
I really do. Like that shit. Like it speaks volumes to me, bro. Like. And I think about, and I told you this last time, I think about how much Mexicans and blacks have been fighting against each other. And I think about, like, I think white people put us against each other, bro.
Well, it ain't no question.
Right.
I mean, you know.
But it kind of saddens me a little bit to think that all these years I've been thinking about it the wrong way.
Well, shit, bro. It's all kind of slick shit that's added into the,
But you know what I'm trying to say, but you know what I'm trying to say. It is another comment, but I just want to be real, you know.
Yeah, man. So I don't want to take away from what today is about because that's a whole nother fucking podcast, bro. But most definitely, homie.
Definitely,
I'm touched deeply, homie, by the fact that you know my ancestors are some of the last people to be slaves. You know what I mean, in America,
right?
And they fought, you know what I'm saying, to be free, homie, and to know that all the way this many years later, it's still some of the same tactics that's going down. And even though I can't say that I'm completely feeling like we got, you know, free, shit, the 13th Amendment, shit, is something else that shows us that that ain't necessarily the case. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, that all that did was just turn slavery into, like, legal slavery to where, like, you know, they changed being slaves on a plantation to being slaves in a penitentiary.
Right.
Cheap labor is the same shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Falsely imprisoning, over-sentencing, overextended sentences for minimal-ass crimes. Done to black people.
Hey, that's real talk right there.
Just to get cheap labor.
That's real talk right there.
Was slavery over or what? Or did it just change the name of it? They changed slavery to the United States judicial system.
Right. Right. I agree with that, bro. And I was telling the youngster, I was like, listen, if we want to make change, the protest is one step. But we need to educate the people that are going to be coming, you know, the teenagers right now and into college, how to become district attorneys, how to become mayors, how to become police chiefs, how to actually get into the judicial system.
Well, what they did when they made the judicial system, they made a mistake because they made something that was going to be able to be utilized by everybody someday.
Right.
Now, when they made
the
When they made the judicial system, just think, black folks wasn't even allowed to vote.
At all.
So,
and I was thinking about that too. Hold on. African-American black folks, they were just fighting for civil rights, not even equal rights in the 1960s. So you're talking about 100 years after slavery.
Yeah.
So
man,
that whole century, they're just fighting against the current. Every time they're just getting blown away. Every time segregation, you figure.
So in the 1960s, just think in the 1920s. In the 1920s, it wasn't even against the law to kill a black man.
Right, right, real, and that's real talk. That is real talk.
You feel me?
That is real talk. Fuck yeah, I feel you, bro. Fuck yeah, I feel you on that shit.
Without
hesitation, without even no question.
Yeah, man. So you know. It mean a lot more to me, but being in the situation I am with them still being able to slap these crazy ass laws, like gang injunction and shit,
and
all this gang, extra gang probations and shit like that, you know, these are just other tactics, homie, to keep us up under the pressure
right.
of slavery.
Under that, because, I mean, under the
we
thumb.
Really ain't free.
Under the
we
thumb.
Really ain't free.
No, you're right. Well, let's talk about this, because I know you actually educate me on this a lot of time. What do we need to do next? I mean, what do we really need to do? Because, you know, I've seen some of your Instagram lives, and I see how you try to educate young black brothers. Some of them get it, some of them don't. I'm on that side where I get it. So tell us, what do we really need to do?
What we got to do, homie, is change the financial situation of us, because we're really losing on that end.
That's
and
true.
Everybody else That's understands true. It. Everybody else understands it. It ain't got nothing to do with hating the Asian, hating mm-hmm. Japanese, hating Iranians, hating Jewish. No, it's not about that. It's about loving our own.
Right.
The same way they do their own.
Right.
We need to get our own shit.
Right, because we're fighting against each other.
It's a financial situation. I mean, it ain't even really about color. Even with fucking Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, without digging too deep, I feel like Trump don't hate black folks. Shit, if you got some money, he might treat you the same way he treats anybody else. I don't
hella,
think he loves nobody.
Hella.
But if you got some bread shit, you
Real
know, that
talk.
Makes a difference. It ain't a black or white thing. If it was a black or white thing.
That's true.
If it was a black or white thing, then Tiger Woods wouldn't be able to go to that country club that they don't want me in.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
I can't go. They don't want me there, but Tiger Woods is good there. That's because it's his status.
Well, you know, and you know what I was talking to Legend, DJ Legend, and I'm talking about next steps. I truly believe that Juneteenth needs to be a national holiday. Like, that needs to start getting into the judicial system of legislation to make it actually happen. How do you feel about that?
I think a couple places they are doing that. I think Virginia is one of them.
But I mean nationally, like how the way they celebrate fucking 4th of July, we celebrate Juneteenth. Like that, I mean, on that level. Like, you know what? I would even say this. I'm going to say this. A lot of times I look at holidays, it's a way to make money, right? It's part of like this American fucking spending fucking. I think about Cinco de Mayo, bro. You know, Cinco de Mayo doesn't have nothing to do with Mexican Independence Day.
Is that right?
That's real talk, bro.
But that's just a turn up.
That's just a turn up that the white people fucking made into it. However, you know what?
Bread.
Right. However, we went along with it and said, "Fuck it, nigga, let's drink let's up." Right.
Up.
Right.
Right.
So this is what I'm saying. Funk Cinco de Mayo. That's not a national holiday. Juneteenth needs to become a national holiday. By this time next year, we need to be saying, like, this is a whole different conversation.
Well, it only makes sense, homie, because ain't nothing happened in America more special to any group of people bigger than not having to be a fucking slave no more.
Right, right.
But yeah, I feel you. So I'm pushing for that. Fuck it, Juneteenth. National holiday. Mitchell Slick put the stamp on it. Yeah,
all day. I mean, and I think that this is what's going to take the younger generation to step up. The ones that are coming out of college right now. Because I truly believe there is now a society of minorities that are taking over.
Well,
like the white people are becoming minorities almost.
Well, that's because of what they've always been afraid of and what you never understood.
Mm-hmm.
Never understood them saying all the years, race mixing.
Right, right.
Race mixing. Now, it's a lot more people that's going to be affected by a
right
law or something that goes on that discriminates against black folks.
Right.
Because now you got half black kids.
Bro, look at Patrick Mahomes. Look at Patrick Mahomes. He's the face of the NFL. I'm so glad he spoke out, bro. Like, he is the motherfucking future. I was like, man, I'm proud of you, bro. And like, and thankfully you did that.
Right.
Right. Real talk, bro. Hey, so hey, let everybody know how they can follow you. I want to end that. I forgot to ask you last time, but I know what it is, but I want you to tell everybody what it is.
It's Mitchy Slick, Wrong Kind on Instagram. And then on my Facebook page, fan page is just Mitchy Slick. And then you can also go to www.wrongkindiseverywhere.com for all the latest hip-hop news that I give two shits about.
Hey, this is the Juneteenth special Murder on My Mind podcast with Mitchy Slick. We out this bitch. Hey, this is Elevate.
that bad little mat right there on my hip, serving a rock with the left, pop a op with the right. That's the life of a termite. Yeah, you hustle and fight, yeah, with ethics and steel.